Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. Roger Cook says he'll continue to work with Labor MPs as he closes in on becoming the state's next Premier. He spent the morning going for a run in Kings Park as Mark McGowan prepares to finish up on Friday. The Labor caucus will meet on Tuesday to decide whether Roger Cook and Rita Saffiotti will be confirmed as the new unity ticket. The soon-to-be Premier admits he has a lot of work to do.
Today's an important day and I'm very much looking forward to continuing the conversations within the Labor Party. They are respectful conversations. And I want to just make sure I do the right thing by those processes.
The nation's monthly inflation figure has jumped a little today, which is of concern ahead of the next meeting of the RBA. CPI rose by 6.8% in the year to April, up from 6.3% last month. The biggest rise was in housing, food and fuel. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says it'll likely be mid-2025 before it's back at the 3% target.
Well, we're not going to declare victory until victory is achieved, so we won't be declaring victory prematurely.
The Prime Minister says the nation is one step closer to recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the nation's constitution. The bill to hold a referendum later in the year has passed the lower house with the support of Peter Dutton and most of the opposition. The teenager charged with allegedly firing three shots at a Two Rock school is back in court today. His bail application had to be delayed yesterday so a mental health assessment could be completed. He's charged with firing those shots at the Atlantis Beach Baptist College last Wednesday. In sport, the Ladder Leaders take on the Eagles at Optus Stadium this Saturday afternoon. Collingwood will be missing forward Jamie Elliott and Steel Sidebottom, who's out for 6 weeks with a knee issue. But defender Liam Duggan says the Pies will still be tough to beat.
They're pretty good to watch, Collingwood. I think they bring a lot of energy, a lot of speed. They flick the ball around, so potentially that can bring us into it at times as well with opening the game up. But yeah, they're pretty good at what they do.
While Fremantle's Jager O'Meara is preparing to fight a 1 week ban for a dangerous tackle later this afternoon.